This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dermatology and Skincare channels. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Glynis Ablon, expert dermatologist for leading men's grooming brand Dove Men Plus Care. Dr. Ablon, we certainly appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It is a pleasure to be here.
So, Dr. Ablon, in terms of hair fall and hair loss, can you tell us the median age of when men lose hair, and is it also considered to be hereditary?
So I think the thing to understand is that there are different kinds of hair loss. The first thing is that we do divide it into two different groups. We divide it into scarring alopecias or scarring hair loss and non-scarring. And so there's a lot of different diagnoses that go in. When we're dealing with just average men losing their hair and not in the scarring category, we actually find that some of it's hereditary. And we know the data shows that about 85% of men by the age of 50 will have some element of hair shed, hair fall, or hair loss. So it's a pretty high percentage. But it's important to understand that we do want, if you aren't sure what you have or what's going on, it really is important to go see a board-certified dermatologist.
If you would, get into what are these physical and environmental factors that most cause hair fall in men?
So, you know, I love the fact that Dove did this great survey. It was of 200 dermatologists in the U.S., and I was one of them. And it basically about 90% of us said that we felt physical environmental stressors actually caused hair shedding or hair fall. And the idea is that when it comes to the physical, we're talking about the grooming techniques, pulling on the hair, combing through roughly, wearing tight ball caps, things like that, and any kind of styling tools that people use. And then the environmental stuff includes things like ultraviolet light or sun damage, as well as things like chlorine, pollution, smoke, all of that play a part.
Also, are there any physical or environmental causes more specific to fall and winter?
So it's important, you know, it really depends on the winter wear, because I actually live out in California. So winter in California is not quite like winter here on the East Coast. But when you're dealing with cold weather, you have to understand that it actually changes the hair shaft. It actually causes a lifting of the hair cuticle, and so that can cause more dryness of the hair. Hair can tend to look more frizzy. So it's important, and I think what's great about the Dove Men Plus Care hairline is that you've got something that's going to protect the hair, something that's going to create, they actually have like little silicone capsules or molecules that are very, very tiny that coat the hair and protect it, as well as polymers to, again, protect it from that environmental stress as well as some of the physical stressors we talked about.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Glynis Ablon, expert dermatologist for leading men's grooming brand Dove Men Plus Care here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Ablon, what are the best ways to prevent hair fall, if there are any?
Well, again, I'd like to go back to that survey, and that survey that Dove did showed that 75% of dermatologists agree that diet is probably one of the main things that we like our patients to look at when they're dealing with some hair fall or hair shedding. I also look at, and I actually wrote a book on stress called What's Stressing Your Face, with the idea that it also applies to hair. And just stress in our daily lives, most of us are living much busier, more stressful lives, working hard, taking care of family, running around and doing too many things at one time. So dealing with that kind of level stress, reducing your stress, finding a balance in your life where you're not so stressed, I think is really important. And then we also, on that study, found that about 50% of dermatologists felt that using the right shampoo, picking the right shampoo and conditioner, and that's what I actually really love about the Dove Men Plus Hair, Plus Care Hair products. And it's funny because I have a son who's in college, and when we went shopping for college on his getting moving him into his dorm room, we walked down the aisle, and without saying anything, he ran over and picked up the Dove Men Plus Care hair products, and he's like, okay, I like this one. So it's a real easy product to use with, you know, and there are different varieties based on your skin and your hair type, oily versus flaky, dry, things like that. And you can get a great product that really does protect your hair.
And if you would, tell us, what is aggressive grooming and how does it cause or impact your hair on a daily basis?
So, you know, a lot of times people will just grab a comb. I remember when I was a kid, my mother would take a very fine tooth comb and rip through my hair and I would run the other direction. So combs are always frightening to me. You know, finding a nice brush, I like that wet brush that's, that basically just smooth glides through the hair and doesn't cause as much trauma. Also using heavy cotton towels and really aggressively towel drying your hair can make it worse as well. And then again, doing different kinds of styling tools, lots of hair blow drying, things like that will also all dry out that hair follicle and hair shaft. So it's important to really try to moisturize as much as possible.
Practical and helpful without a question. Dr. Ablon, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, advice, or a final tip for the listeners listening in today along the lines of our conversation?
You know, it's interesting. Did you know that about 50% of men still use bar soap for their scalp, for their hair, to wash their hair? Did you know that?
I actually wasn't aware of that, and that is shocking to know.
I think the thing is that the most important thing really is at this point that we want people to protect their hair, to prevent the dry out that occurs, and that can cause, again, that can lead to hair shedding or hair fall. So moisturizing shampoos are great. That's why, again, I love this line, this Dove Men Plus Care hair care line. And you can find the right shampoo with conditioner for you. So it's a kind of easy one-step process. And I think you can actually find them on DoveMenCare.com.
Dr. Ablon, it certainly has been great to have had you today. Very informative. And we certainly do appreciate all the helpful information. And once again, for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Dr. Glynis Ablon, expert dermatologist for leading men's grooming brand Dove Men Plus Care. And for more information, simply visit DoveMenCare.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.